Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day.
Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 through 39. Jesus said, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake will find it." Here ends our gospel reading. Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My family and I had a blessed and rejuvenating time camping at Swan Lake last week. We were sorry not to be here with you in worship on Sunday, but our work is completed when we rest. And last week proved to be a profound completion of the work that my wife Jen and I have been doing in our community over these past strange few months. As you probably expect, there were a lot of fun and beautiful experiences, as are so present in the wilderness around Montana. We enjoyed fishing, hiking, riding scooters around the campground, and meeting one of the campground managers named Cheryl, whose mom, as it turns out, graduated from the same high school that I did in Iowa about 60 or 70 years earlier. Small world. Our kids seemed to mark their enjoyment of our week away from Ronan by coming up with some crazy sayings that we did not expect. There are certain things we like to keep private as a family, so I won't share most of them with you. But one was too good to pass up. Early in the week, we decided to drive down to Holland Lake and hike up to Holland Falls. If you've not been there, I highly recommend you make that or plan for that if you can. As far as mountain hikes go, it is fairly manageable, and the hike is filled with gorgeous views of the east side of the Mission Mountains, Holland Lake itself, and of course Holland Falls at the end. It's definitely worth the journey. We knew that the hike would get a little long and be a challenge for the kids, but we decided to hike it with them anyway without carrying them in hiking packs. Well, sure enough, on our way back from the falls, Freya started slowing down, stopping, and dragging her feet. As we encouraged her to keep going, she shouted back, "But Mom, I have no internet!" Now, Lest you think that this was a grand statement about her disconnecting from the world, committing to life in the wilderness, and walking away from the trappings of modern technology in the 21st century. We quizzically asked her in response, "No internet? Do you mean no energy?" Well, Freya thought for a second. She said, Yeah, no energy. Mystery solved. I suppose that this is a fitting prayer for our times, actually, don't you think? God, I have no internet. Not only is this prayer true for many of us here in Montana who literally do not have internet, or those of us who have internet, but our connections are so slow that we might as well say that we have no internet. But this is also true because many of us have experienced losing connection to the world and to one another throughout these times. You might cry out, "God, I have no internet." When we think about how long we have gone without a regular practice of sharing communion here in church. We might pray, "God, I have no internet." When we think about the racial injustices that have been perpetuated in our country, or the threats to police and property that have risen up in response. We groan with sighs too deep for words, "God, I have no internet." When we think about our loved ones across the country or across the world, we have been prohibited from seeing because of this pandemic. I hope that we, people of faith and conscience, cry out, "God, I have no internet." When we remember the nearly 120,000 Americans that have already been lost to this virus, and the thousands that are likely more to come. As for me and for many others across this church, this week marked 5 years since an ELCA member in South Carolina shot and killed 9 other Christians in Charleston while they were gathered to study God's word. He killed them simply because they were black. God, I have no internet. Jesus, in our gospel lesson for today, tried to prepare us for Freya's little exasperation by telling the disciples and us that there would be a time when we would say, "God, I have no internet." After acknowledging that there would be authorities aligned with Beelzebub, another name for Satan, who would come after the disciples, Jesus assured them with these very unencouraging words, saying, "Do not think I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword." He declared that the post-resurrection world would not be one of peace and harmony, but one of strife, tension, and conflict. One in which fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, mother-in-law and daughter would be at odds with one another. The Prince of Peace, Jesus of Nazareth, promised that our faith in him would bring turmoil in otherwise happy families, and that we might even lose our lives for believing in this risen rabbi. It's quite the price to pay for following after a homeless guy who spent his days teaching, healing, and feeding people. Jesus, I have no internet. I suppose it's not surprising these days. Seems like everyone is being set off by one thing or another. I don't feel like I need to point all these things out that people are upset about, since all we need to do is to turn on the news or sign on to Facebook in order to see somebody or some group raging about something. I do not say this to diminish their concerns. Rather, to acknowledge that they are exactly what Jesus predicted would be coming, and the strife that we are all living through, Jesus predicted nearly 2,000 years ago. He knew that we are feeble sinners who could not even hear the good news about our resurrected Lord without bristling with tension and defensiveness in our response. People cannot even listen to testimony about the one who came to bring us peace without getting skeptical, critical, and defensive about their belief or their unbelief. How much harder is it for us to discuss topics like racism, epidemics, double-digit unemployment, poverty? It is a tough business. Being a sinner in a world of sinners. It is a world that we are ill-equipped to rise above on our own. That there is good news. There is good news from our gospel passage for today, too. In the middle of the lesson, there's this odd but kind of beautiful comparison between us and sparrows. Jesus says in the text, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows." You are of more value than many sparrows. This is not the greatest compliment I've heard in a while. But I'll take it. Indeed, the God who knows the number of hairs on your head, a number impossible for us to understand, cherishes your life and your well-being. And God the Father cares even for those, even for the sparrows, who in Jesus' day were sold for half a penny. How much more does God the Father care for you, a person whom he sent the Son to save? The Father who takes the time to count the hairs on your head will surely put forth effort and energy to save those same hairs from all of the violence and turbulence that this world has to offer. So, brothers and sisters, when you, like Freya, feel like you have no internet, take heart. God holds you and will lift you beyond any low point in your life. When you get caught up in the trap of human and racial prejudice, thinking that other lives are worth next to nothing, remember that God cares even for the sparrows that are worth less than a penny. When you feel like the world degrades your life in return, remember that your worth does not come from your status as an American or any other title that you might claim for yourself. Your worth is etched into your very soul from the image of God that is in you. And when you feel that you lose the spiritual internet that connects you with others and with God, remember that the Father's love is never like a dropped connection. God's love embraces us the world over with a wideness that defies our borders, our ethnicities, our genders, whatever, and calls us all to the heavenly kingdom where we will finally be one with the sins and injustices that divide us left behind. And may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you have enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.